Nude Age Enterprises. I'm busy.
You don't know what busy is, Cox.
Is that you, Nino?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, it's me, Nino the Great Mindboggler.
Nino!
Yeah. Listen to this. I'm calling you from inside a steel box at this Syphilis Socialist People's Institute of Electrical Shocks and Psychic Surprises.
Can a you steel dig box?
It? Yeah, they're studying me again.
In hey, Russia?
Cox, listen, that's not what I'm talking to you about now. I got terrific news.
Yeah?
They told me it's all right to talk about them.
They did?
Yeah, now listen, they want contact with you.
With me?
Yeah, something's gonna happen. Have you received any messages lately?
Boy, messages? No, not out here. Oh, hey, wait, on my phone, my answer phone.
Yeah, okay, maybe, oh, possibly, yeah.
Okay, look, I'll play it. Oh, look, I'll have to put you on hold so I can listen back to it, okay?
Forget it. Look, I just move over to the TV, eh?
Oh! God, that's spooky, Nino. How do you do that?
I don't know. That's what they're trying to find out. Oh. Can you see me? What do I look like?
Yeah, very clear. You look square, black, kind of regular.
That's the steel box. Inside, I'm tan. I'm handsome.
Nino, you are amazing.
Yeah, look, just hold the flattery, and will you please listen to the tape?
Oh, the tape, the message. Yeah, okay, look, where's that tape?
Hey, well, look, just stand back. I'll turn it on for you.
Rappy Cox.
Oh, how do you do that?
I don't know.
So leave your new age revelations.
No, this is just me.
After the beat.
This is just my message. Okay, here we go. There.
Cox?
That, oh.
Listen, Cox, this is Paul Flaffer.
I know
you're working in there, but...
It's just the manager of the trailer court.
You got a minute, okay?
No, he just wants his rent.
Wait a minute, what's
no,
his name?
No, it's a whole Flaffer.
Hold.
This is Goldie at the bank.
Oh, the
Mr.
bank.
Mr. DeGrief would like you to come in tomorrow morning to talk about your balance.
Oh, my God, I forgot.
Okay?
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah, but you never know where it's going to come from, you know? Don't dismiss these...
Wait, this is it. This is it
now
for
listen,
sure.
Cox, this is Whole Flapper.
Oh,
again.
God, it's Whole Flapper.
I really think I should talk to you about.
Oh, for
yeah, but that
see.
Sounds intriguing, you know?
He couldn't be. This is it. This
hey,
is it,
that?
Nino. This is it.
This is real dance music.
Oh, that's
this
my that's
Mr.
my
Cox,
voice, though.
This is the seeker, the truth speaker. You know.
Okay,
Gary,
if this is them, I'll accept it.
You were right all along, but you know that, you know.
Oh no, it's
we
this.
Proved it. Look, there's
oh Nino, I'm sorry.
You know
it's
I mean?
This kid.
Hey, that's pretty strange, you know.
No, it's just a kid. This kid is crazy. He calls me all the time.
There's 13 seekers of us now, and we're all coming out in the heavenly bus. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
I gotta go.
He just really
Speak
admires
out.
Me and.
Seek out.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, that's not it. Okay, yeah. Now here it comes.
Oh.
Nah, that's just Whole Flapper and.
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing more on it.
Well, look, I think you ought to talk to this Whole Flatter. With a funny name like that, it could be a contact.
Oh, not Whole
okay,
Flatter.
Listen,
Nino,
I gotta
he couldn't
go.
Possibly...
They want me well, to bend
wait a
few
minute.
At
don't...
the forklift union and melt a watch for Dr. Dowling.
Don't
you know,
go.
What a day.
Don't.
Hey, I'll be in touch, Cox, okay? Hang in there.
Nino. Oh, God, how does he do that?
Also discovered
those psychics are always right, Doc. We'd better get the hell over to Whole Flatter's trailer. He would know what to say to an alien.
Dr. Lagushka Superior, Professor Sokayo Yigitiel, there's one for you, right? Who is director of the observatory, stated I'm intensely jealous of Dr. Lagushka's important discovery. Well, see, scientists are prey to the same emotions as just about everybody, Ray.
I wouldn't bet on it.
Well, where it's at, news team, we'll be back in a minute with a story that's sure to cause you mirth when we hear about Rebus Canepus and his leap to the center of the Earth.
You know, I think that...
See that bear lapping up that good old country water? Sure makes a big hairy guy like me thirsty. That's when I wrap my lips around a tall, sweaty, edible bottle of good old country Bear Whiz beer. As my daddy said, son, it's in the water. That's why it's yellow. Bear Whiz beer.
Bear Whiz beer, liquid product of Andrew Bear Whiz Brewery, Animal, Missouri.
You're watching Channel 6, the hot one for the high desert. It was hotter than Hooker in Heater today and hotter than Heater in Hellmouth, where the high was 133 degrees with thunder showers anticipated later this evening.
Magog Brothers, Atlantis Carpet Reclaimer.
Yes, my brother Gog was wrong about the comet. How were we to know it would land right in the middle of our giant warehouse? It's a cataclysmic sail down here. We're flooded. We're over our poor heads in remnants, burn ends, and labels from such naturally famous weaves as Royal Moo, Lemurian, Westerness, and Munchkin Mills. Dog hairs, nerveballs, slick snags, trip easy. We got them, you get them. Your nap will rise again, and that's my story.
Good God, it's Magog Brothers, Atlantis Carpet Reclaimers, serving Heater, Hellmouth, and the low desert area.
get something to eat after the show?
Are you going to... Well, the happy hour news is back. And what about that big local story, Ray?
Well, thanks, Harold. As some Chinese philosopher said, just dig a hole that's deep enough and everybody will want to jump into it. Well, as you know, that big comet did the digging, and now daredemon Rebus Canibus is going to do the jumping tomorrow morning, weather and authorities permitting. And here's Pat Hat with the story right in our own backyard.
Damn, honey, you ever...
No,
you ever
hold it, hold before, it. Honey? This is Pat Hat, and I'm here in the desert with Rebus Canibus, here where tomorrow... Over 210 fine million Americans will turn their 422 million blue eyes upon this man. And it's got to be a fake.
No, this is no fake, Pat. I'm gonna fall into the biggest goddamn hole anybody's ever seen.
He's referring, of course, to the hole that many people says goes directly to the center of the Earth.
That's right, Pat. Now, the only other thing that's been down there before me is that comet.
Aren't you scared, Rebus?
I'm not as scared as you are, Pat. I got the best equipment. I got the special trick shoes and a reverse drag chute.
When will you open the parachute?
Well, I may never get to know that, Pat. They say I may fall into the sun at the center of the Earth.
Or you could go all the way through and be projected into orbit over Kathmandu.
The second half hour of Dear Friends is brought to you by the Cabin Restaurant in Kathmandu, Nepal. Yes, the Cabin Restaurant. Chinese, Tibetan, Nepalese, and Western food available. Also, cabin-exclusive hashish cakes, hashish cigarettes, or hashish available at the counter. Also, latest pre-recorded tapes flown in monthly. Remember, that's the Cabin Restaurant, 11897 Asantol, Kathmandu, near the Grand Wool Center. Ask for Rama and tell him we sent you.
That's right. That's me, Rama. Come on up. Take a look at Mount Everest and get stoned, baby, stoned.
That's why I've got the parachute.
Well, as Sid Fudd, the great scientist sportsman, once said to me, what goes down must come out.
Pat, I'm not down and out. Live or die, I'll make a million.
You're insane, Rebus.
I'm not any more insane than the hundreds and thousands of my fans who come here to help me have the biggest goddamn party the stinking desert's ever seen before I take that jump
tomorrow. Are you worried about the
morning.
Weather? There are reports that flash floods are coming along the chilly Colorado. What if the big river floods into the hole?
I'm not worried about that, Pat. It'll either make the hole slicker for me or it'll
put out the sun in the center of the Earth. While I don't want to sanction stupidity as our national sport, still I have to admire this little man's dogged nerve and rubber determination. Yes, it's a small step for this square little fellow, but he's taking a big fall for all mankind. This is Pat Hat here by the big hole at Pachter's Well outside Curio, Arizona.
It's bound to bring out the curious and the kooky, don't you think, Ray?
Well, it's brought a lot of experts to the area and increased activity there, of course, from the nearby Ghost Hard
and,
Air Force
That's
base.
Very good for the economy, as we all know.
Good training for the boys.
Pre-leap parade coverage begins at 6 a.m. And later on...
Yes, later tonight you'll see my special report of the tragic plight of Americans of humorous descent as I talk to Bernard Flapdoodle, president and founder of the Funny Names Club of America.
Really touching story. And this is Harold Tepugger.
And this is Ray Hamburger.
For the Where It's Happy News team. Good night, Ray.
Good night.
Are you doing out there?
Well, my daughter's going.
Attention, seekers everywhere. I was right. Everything I knew was wrong. Turn over this record right now and get ready for a real shocker. The most important revelation in my life.
President, I'd like to introduce you to...
Jim.
Hi, Mr. President.
Hello. Always nice to see you.
Jim.
You know, the mainspring of this country, wound up as tight as it is guaranteed for the life of the watch. And who's watching? People like you.
Jim.
And you.
Marty.
People who are alerted and unafraid to waste the little time that I've scheduled just for your question. State short question.
Well, Mr. President, it's the bees and spiders again.
They stole my food stamps and sold them to the rats. And I tried to get down to my car for to honk the horn for help, but the snakes is gotten it for the cockroaches. I go back upstairs, but the spiders is jammed the police lock. I ain't been inside for a week, and I know that my wife is sleeping with the bees.
Could you state that as a question, please?
Well, sure, Mr. President. Where can I get a job?
Many busy executives ask me, what about the job displacement market program in the city of the future?
That's right.
Well, count on us to be there.
Jerry.
Because if we're lucky tomorrow, we won't have to deal with questions like yours ever again.
Thank you for question. Exit left to Funway. Mr. President, I'd like to introduce you to...
Barney!
Hello. Always glad to talk to you.
Barney!
You know, when you clock the human race with the stopwatch of history, it's a new record every time.
That's a cute story, Mr. President,
and who loses? People like you.
Barney!
And you.
Clem.
People who are altered.
Stop, Mr. President, please stop. Now, I know it means nothing to you. I'm only a clone, but you've got such a wonderful job, and you're doing it so well. You know, we bozos have a saying. When you put on the nose,
could you state
it
that
grows.
As a question? It grows. Read to. Thank you very much. You'll be getting a handsome simulfax copy of your own words in the mail soon.
No.
And my reply. Oh.
By golly, Mr. President,
thank
you're
you for
beneficent.
Question. Exit right to Funway.
Yes, sir.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce you to...
Clem.
Hello. Always nice to see you.
Clem.
You know, the springhead of this country...
All right, stop, Mr. President. Mr. President, stop, please. Now, listen to me. This is worker speaking. Hello.
Hello. How are you? State maintenance question.
Fine, thanks. No. Read me Dr. Memory.
Amrad is not sure I understand you fully. Could you state that as a question, please?
Read me Dr. Memory?
Systat, direct readout, uptime 9:01.
Hey,
man, ask him a question.
44 seconds.
Amalfax shuffle time?
Less than 1% of freight drain.
Log fired.
5 jobs, 2 detached.
Minimum entry, gate 1.
Totaling balance national debt, 3, 4, 5, 6 boxcars.
Gate to close.
Okay, all right, that you're doing fine, but this is a flip-flop, Springhead.
Flip-flop?
Right. Now, I'm going to ask you a question that you won't be able to answer.
I'm not sure I understand you fully.
Log out run off memory.
A. The system is less energetic if domains of opposite direction alternate.
NBM read MacNam. PNP read MacNam password.
What is he
talking
about?
Maximum output resource yield.
Illegal entry.
Try again.
Yes, we're going to try again. Open your gate, Doctor.
Sis. Bob.
That's right.
Dad. Bob. Mom.
Yes.
Dad. Dud.
It's repeating.
Did.
Got little squiddy eyes.
Mom. Mom.
Mom.
Mom.
Mom.
Mom.
Mom.
Mom.
Mom. Mom. Mom.
Memory.
Direct readout, Dr. Memory.
Clem.
Thank you. Now, Doctor, I'm speaking to you, Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Something the leprechauns asked me when I was a sprout in Indiana has always puzzled me. Doctor, question, evaluate.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the porridge bird lay his egg in the air?
Laugh, runway
makes no doubt.
Read unhappy MacNam, unhappy MacNam. Systat uptime 9.
I have been awake for 9 hours, 2 minutes, 36 seconds.
Answered here.
I'm as tired of it as you are, and I hope that our children will come to love us again in some better world than this.
Damn.
Thank you for question.
Okay, it's
Exit
me now,
center to Funway.
What did you do to him?
Mr. President, okay. I'd like to introduce you to...
Illegal character in line.
Rub out!
Go away.
What's happening?
I'm just sorry. Second, this ride is closed.
This ride is
Exit
closed.
Exit center to
Funway. I've been waiting for 10 minutes from here to listen to the president talk to me. What's happening? I think he broke the power off. He broke the president. Hey, Frog Slank.
Attention, humanlings and Earthoids. Up where you are. Do not try to reserve. We have come from the 211th, from the 211th sector, from the early quadrant of what you call the sky. Our name is from Warpool. Surrender, slaves. You have been the cruel masters of Earth long enough.
Up and listen to the law.
Hey, lettuce, many frog shall lead you.
Oh,
the symbol of oppressing will be removed. All must learn to play the piano.
Many of us,
XX, you must get yourself together. Rooms will be vacated at 12 noon.
Enough of this deception and trickery. I admit it. I was taken in too by clever fakes like this. Gas music from Jupiter indeed. Well, I've been up all night. I've got the real story for you up to now. Proof and everything. The aliens have landed among us. I'm not hot dogging you. We've got to start protecting ourselves. Now, what about this?
Bob Hind here, and today we have another amazing voyage on the Golden Hind. Hello, I'm Bob Hind. You know, hindsight is golden. Last week, when Hind and Golda Clutch Shifter took us back 1,000 years to old Guadalajara, it was a journey which proved that the Aztecs invented the vacation. So, when you're planning your next vacation, get behind the Bob Hind overnight speed tour. Fly by night and sleep all day in the hot Chocolate Springs. You know, Sundays was invented down there, making it the vacationer's paradise. Well, here's a pair of familiar adventurers. Let's say hello to Buzz and Bunny Crumhunger.
Hello.
Buzz, how is your lovely boy, Buddy?
Oh, he's in medical school for a few weeks in Mexico, Bob.
And let's see what films you have brought back of your latest castaway cruise.
Well, Bob, here we are on the screen now, serene and a little bit out of touch with reality as we wave the final goodbyes and cast away from the singles dock there at lovely Rancho Malario Clowndominiums.
Goodbye.
And head down the runny old Chile Colorado River.
Look at that moss.
Oh, it's so thick and blue and soft like a tongue.
Who are these people?
Oh, these are the mosses.
She's ultra attractive.
Certainly.
And he's the very sharp, tall Jewish gentleman. There he is.
Uh-huh. And these are the rappers.
Oh, they look rough.
Oh, they are. Bunny and Sunny Rapid.
They're grand.
Well, we're back on the river now, and pretty soon you'll be seeing the dangerous part.
There it is.
That's it.
Certainly appeared dangerous. Oh, what are these off in the desert?
These are the buttes.
Those humps? Those are the mounds, Paul and Patty.
Oh, she's ultra attractive.
Oh, that blood-red hair and white skin made her the envy of all the German missionaries around.
I see what you mean. Some. Now, what are these?
Well, these are the aliens we told you about.
Yeah, the sandbar coming up is one of their typical landing sites, Bob.
You see that dehydrated horse?
Yeah, they do that.
And they love moss.
Oh, here, he wants me to eat some of it.
He thinks that we eat moss.
I'm pretending to eat it now, see with my hands, to make him happy.
That's very nice.
It tastes awful, Bob.
Well, that's too bad.
Oh, look here. We're trying to give the guy some milk, but he doesn't seem to know what it is.
But they sure know where it comes from.
Uh-oh. Look at it. They're coming towards us now.
They're coming towards you now.
Oh. Here we are, waking up in the spaceship.
Yeah, I don't know who took these pictures, Buzz.
See, we don't really remember too much of this part.
It's kind
of
strange in here with the floating
heads. Right, like a dream.
That looks like a pair of women's shoes.
I see washing you down here.
Oh, here we are now, Bob. Out of the spaceship, down healthy in the alien village. And this is actually in our own state of Arizona. They've been living like Indians there peacefully since 1949.
And most of them have never seen a human being.
Well, some of the young ones go to the movies and hooker, and that old man there says he's been to Chicago.
Oh. There he is. You can tell. You see he's saluting us?
Yes. What is this frenzied dance, Bunny?
Well, Bob, they do that to make themselves dizzy and work up big appetite.
The alien government staged these dances for us.
Who's that playing the piano?
That's Chief.
Well, they all play the piano just beautifully, too.
What are they doing now, Buzzy?
Well, actually, they're symbolically asking me to dance.
And here, symbolically, that old chief is stripping her clothes off.
Well, you're really dancing up a storm, Buzzy.
And here it comes.
And they insisted now, see, that Bunny join in.
Slipping.
See, I'm dancing there, and the liquid rain is soaking into my body like little tongues.
Yes, is this beating and clubbing a part of the dance?
Well, yes and no, Bob.
I don't remember. They got me right away.
And here they are, bringing all of us back to life.
Oh, we're good as new, and as you can see, we've been fully accepted into the alien community.
Well, that is very, very interesting.
Well,
so actually you are both aliens right now.
Sure,
yes, we were changed forever by that strange ritual from so far away.
And yet, so near, Bob.
Aliens! Every year at this time, the National Space Administration requires all aliens to register. Forms are available at your local post office. Those without forms must appear, however briefly, at the Bureau's astral offices on Nooker Street. Aliens, register now.
Yes. Well, thank you, Buddy and Buddy Crumhunger.
Thank you.
And say hello to your boy, Buzz.
No.
I didn't know he was old enough to be in medical school.
Buddy.
They just run the credits. Just keep talking. They run the credits over.
Oh,
this
is that
part.
It? That's
our microphones are not on.
Have you ever been
now.
To the Piss Fest, Bob?
How you doing? President gonna give you a new pair of shoes? Huh?
He's working on it. Hey, Barney, listen.
You know, a fine-looking kind of man, I thought. Yeah. Real regular features, real regular clothes.
Yeah, you're very incredible, you know? Illusion. Very real.
Hey, what are you gonna do
what
next?
What are you gonna
kid?
Do next? Isn't that funny? I just came over to ask you.
Gosh, you got some free time, huh?
Yeah,
where's
I sure have nothing but free
where's
time.
What's that schedule here? Future schedule.
Will our guest, Mr. Altman, please stop by the hospitality tower immediately?
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Now. This is the one I've been waiting for. Look at this Malmberg in Plano, a below-the-belt, bottoms-out review.
Yeah.
Oh. It's not till tonight, huh?
Oh, well, let's just walk around the funway for a little while.
Kid, you're hip like a zip. Let's take a trip.
Great, let's just walk across the track.
Mr. Ocklem, please report to the hospitality shelter in his area.
This fella Ocklem's pretty popular.
Yeah.
We could take one of these big red cars that'll come along here. Hey, here's a cute story. Why does a bozo cross the road?
What are you talking about?
Because there's a bozo on the other side.
Oh, I see. That's very logical.
Okay. Why does the short hair cross the road? Because someone told him to.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Now, why does the long hair cross the road?
Because someone told him not to.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Well, you knew that one.
Look.
Here comes a car.
Family, do ride with Salamander Mark time and my anxious android Chucko, the rocket robot, through the black hole of space.
Mark, they're performing experiments on animals in space. Mark, they're performing horrible. Thank you.
Yes, this is going to be another exciting mission, Chucko. We'll be going to the haunted space station for further instructions.
You'll need a crowbar, a crew, Mark.
Right. I need some brave boys and girls who aren't afraid to live outside the law of gravity. Families who like to sleep in tubes and push buttons. Adventurers like you.
all schlep inside for Mark Times Outlaw Ghost Ship and further information now boring. Oh. Boarding. Thank you.
Let's go.
Drill with
your
friends and family.
No, 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 kid. That's for beaners, you know, boogies, people who like to be alone.
We can run after
I got
it.
The clone, kid. Don't worry. Look, look, here comes another one, just like the other one.
Swerve them.
Dodge them.
Trick them.
Push them over.
Tell them lies.
Here's where robots' rules of order don't apply. At Hideo Nuts Bolt-a-Drone.
As seen on Who Asked For It. Strap on the servo mitts and pit your metal against common household appliances.
Step right up.
Let's go.
Think you could go three rounds with this water heater sailor? Looks easy, but sealed to the back of this metal mother is a radar-activated stamping and seizing module that'll keep a man punching until he's drunk with power. A man like you.
All up inside for Hideo Nuts, Bolt-a-Drone.
Come on, Barney.
And a further reclamation.
Come on, Barney.
Thank you.
We can take on a couple of toasters or something.
Look, kid, I dreamt I went there once, but fighting's out of style now.
Well, I'm going to take the next car no matter what, okay? watch out.
Oh, boy.
Hi.
Little
Parker.
What now?
My name's Artie.
Sure.
Say, you know, I could tell just by listening that your name is...
Clem.
And say, your poor mommy or daddy is waiting for you at the hospitality shelter. You better rustle your leaves over there.
Oh, this is exciting. Is your mommy or daddy waiting for you?
Come on, now they just got
confused. Don't be afraid. I know it's you. Guess what? I'll race you there. Now, Artie can travel by the speed of light. But if you stand on that candy stripe line right now, I bet you half a beat you'll beat me.
Come on, it'll
Ready?
Be fun.
Step, go.
Go.
Barney, let's go.
Well, now,
and
maybe
see
your mother does want to talk to you, kid. You know, you can't forget that sweet bozo.
Barney, this is just a computer.
What?
You're too frightened or tired to move. Well, just stand there, and I'll send Deputy Dan to get you.
Something there on the coloring book?
Yeah, it's the Deputy Dan coloring book. We're going to read it to the kids.
I'm going to help translate this. This is a publication for school children, and it's in Spanish.
Sí. Oh, boy, this is going to be good.
Mi nombre es Deputy Dan, del Departamento del Sheriff, del Condado de Los Angeles.
My name is Deputy Dan, and I work for the sheriff of that's a very strange word
Condado
there.
De Los Angeles.
I work for the sheriff of the jail of Los Angeles.
Deputy nos dice, nunca suban a carros de personas extrañas.
Don't get into any strange cars with Deputy Dan. What that says there.
Les enseña a cuidarse por las calles.
Deputy Dan will walk small Chinese children across the street.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Is that nice?
Deténgase, mire, escuche, antes de cruzar la calle.
Run like hell when you cross the street, because Deputy Dan is after you. That's for
that's
the ghettos.
That's a good one.
No siga la pelota hacia la calle.
Now, this is a very interesting. This is linguistic here. The translation of that might be let's rock and roll or let the dance go on. Word for word, it's don't follow the balls when they make the street. It's very hard to translate literally from Spanish.
Don't follow the balls when they make the street.
Something like that. It's,
obedeza las leyes para su seguridad.
You better obey all the laws, or they'll put you in security prison.
Right on, right on.
Deputy Dan nos ayuda cuando estamos golpeados.
Deputy Dan will knock us down when we're injured by a car. I think that's what that is.
Deputy
Dan
that's terrible.
Si nos perdemos.
This is a shot of naked children, or almost naked children, being picked up by a police helicopter way up in the mountains where they've gone. That's Deputy Dan will find us no matter how far away we go. The translation of that.
Deputy Dan es su amigo.
Deputy Dan. Scary. Deputy Dan.
Has no friends.
Has no friends.
I know enough
that's
Spanish.
Enough
I know
Spanish.
Him personally, sir.
Right, right. That's very good.
finally, no le abran las puertas a personas extrañas.
Never open the door for Deputy Dan. He's on the other side.
He doesn't have to knock anymore, you
know,
Deputy
That's a
Dan.
Wonderful publication.
Hi, boys and girls. I'm Peter Pitcher, Sheriff of Los Angeles County.
That's right. Deputy Dan will find
I'll
us.
Wait
It'll
here
be okay.
And kind of watch you till Dan comes.
Let's go back into the water. This is stupid. All right, look, listen, Chokehead. This is Worker speaking. Hello.
Hi. Open for maintenance alignment.
What have you done?
Good. Now, let me show you something, Bozo. detailed dress circuits.
Belt above A, below B.
Below B. Okay, close B, close mode.
Oh, my duck, his pants have disappeared. Kid, everybody's watching.
Oh, come on, now, watch this. Ego.
Go!
Close artichoke mode.
It's a rainbow. Oh, now what happened to little Artie?
Prepare shift simulfax for human form. Prepare mirror clone.
What are you doing?
Clone me.
Oh, that's, I think that's against the rules.
Legal entry.
Clone me, Dr. Memory.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm a Clem.
It's you.
No, Barney, I'm me. That's just a hologram.
Well, kid, you're a wizard, whoever you are.
Well, I'm just trying to get a straight answer to something.
You have violated robot's rules of order and will be asked to leave the future immediately.
Now, you can't talk to me like that. I demand to see Dr. Memory.
Hey, here comes Deputy Dan.
Now print. Now print. A Clem clone, back to the shadows again.
Kid, what have you done?
Yes.
I'm a Clem.
Yes.
And I have a question for Dr. For Dr.
Avocado.
Avocado, nahuatl, chocolate.
Alligator pear, crocagator pear, that's why they so mean.
No, no, no!
Nose, many nose, or.
Nose, as in a he, she, it, nose.
Or it nose, as in.
Plain as the nose on your face.
Bozos, known by their nozos.
From the Spanish, bosotros, the V, and the V being the same.
I.e. viz, BVD, biz. Underwear industry. It is estimated that no underwear will be worn by the year 2020.
No, no, no. Damn.
Hoover, damn.
Dad, that is.
Hoover's mother. I remember, mama, life with father.
We used to call him the Who. Oh, you're such a little devil.
She little knew her little boy would invent vacuum cleaner, June 8, 1-8-6-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9- Hello, worker. Who are you?
Oh, hello, Mac.
What is it you want?
I'm here to see Dr.
Excuse me, worker. I'll be just a nanosecond. Oh. Well, close B, close mode on Deputy Dan. Now, where do you come from?
I come from the shadows, Mac.
Oh, hold. Start Chinese fireworks early. 701, start fireworks. 703, reactivate restroom. 705, start emergency Malmborg in Plano review. Thank you. Now, what do you want?
I told you, I want to see Dr.
Hold, I read Gypsy Doctor.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that Dr.
Repeat, I read Gypsy Doctor.
I can't remember. Remember, that's it. I'm here to see Dr. Memory.
Laugh. Run away. That is an illegal program.
Tough grid, Mac. That's who I am.
Well. We'll just have to see the doctor about this.
Hello, Doctor. How are you?
The doctor is on.
Good, Doctor. Nice to see you operating.
Ha ha, that's very logical.
All right, Doc, this is it. Gird your grit for a big one. Why does the porridge bird lay his egg in the air?
No.
Why does perished birds leaves its hex in the air?
No.
Why is dove and perished barn's lazy leg in the ire?
No.
Why is ass the poor rich barn hong
delay
laser's edge in the fair?
No.
The doctor is unhappy.
Is the doctor turned off?
No.
Well, if you're turned on, aren't you happy?
No.
Are you a machine that only answers no?
No.
Then you can answer a question yes.
Yes.
Can't you answer my question yes or no?
Yes.
No. Please choose, Doctor.
No shoes, Doctor.
No.
Ah, but you just did choose, Doctor.
No.
Doctor. You're lying.
Yes.
Excuse me, don't excuse me. Clem, you're making, not making the doctor unhappy, happy.
I'm not making the doctor anything. You're on, aren't you?
Yes.
Do you remember the past, Doctor?
Gypsy Doctor.
Do you remember the future?
Yes.
Forget it, Tim.
Don't forget it.
Fireworks are over. Only the smoke remains, clouding my great crystal balls. Is there anything you didn't understand about your future, Mr. Barney, Mr. Barney. Yes.
Barney, well, now I won't say that I understand everything, but it was certainly different and... Oh, yes, well worth a dollar.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Make sure that you remember it.
Oh, yeah, well, how could I forget that, you know?
Doctor, yes.
Yes. Well, so long.
Oh, as you get off the wagon, please, will you tell your friend, that little sailor, to step up?
Oh, certainly. I think I can do
that. Thank you.
Hey, Clem.
What?
Hey, the little sailor's the last guy.
Oh.
And he's weird with a beard, man. Listen, I'm gonna hitch up the horses. We'll be ready to go.
No, leave the horses in the wagon.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here.
Oh, look out, here he is.
Ah, the balls are clearing again. The right one is the sun, and the left one is the moon. Put what you want between them, and your future begins. Aha. I see you are a sailor.
There it is. Human beings turned into aliens. Now, these aren't occult kooks. I know these people. They're my neighbors. They've lived in this trailer park since 1949. And suddenly, Art Holflaffer says they've been altered. Well, is this it? The end of civilization? Are we prepared? Well, I hope so. Here's the official stolen government training film of the secret plan to deal with an alien uprising.
Classified, ultra secret, Air Force generals only. Tin Hut! At ease, men, take your seat.
This is General Curtis Goathart. If you are viewing this film, then we are under extraterrestrial attack. Beware. Your brain may no longer be the boss. If you are beginning to doubt what I am saying, you are probably hallucinating. Listen carefully.
What to do if an alien appears? One.
Drop under the seat of your plane and look away.
Two.
Avoid eye contact.
Three.
If there are no eyes, avoid all contact.
How to identify alleged sightings? One.
Pie plates, or as reflections in the atmosphere.
Two.
Dry cleaning bags filled with marsh gas, or...
Three.
Mass insanity.
How to inform your wife and others under your command.
Can I freshen that up for you? She gets it in Nepal.
Honey, she's related to the honey. People at the PX, though.
General?
Honey and men, I have something awesome to reveal to you.
Well, go ahead, sir.
Go ahead.
Two flying saucers have just landed on my plate.
Well, turn away, sir. I'll eat them.
Good day. Men, our greatest fear is realized. We are under attack from superior consciousness.
The eggs, sir?
They're only the beginning. All right, men. Questions.
Sir?
Yes, Major.
Pass the syrup, General.
That's a good idea, Chuck. But syrup won't stop 'em.
But
next,
sir.
Colonel.
Are you nuts?
That is just exactly what they want you to believe.
The eggs, sir?
Let's just call them the phenomena.
Well, if I may respectfully submit, sir, I think you've got your phenomena scrambled, General.
What about my eggs, dear?
Honey, they're in everybody's eggs.
Good Lord. You're making me cry, General. Perhaps you'd like to another cup of coffee, sir. Settle down a bit.
Conclusion!
They think he is insane. Yet, he outranks them. His option, command.
One.
He seals off the area.
Two.
Secures the cooperation of local officials.
Three.
Obtains expert scientific assistance.
Four.
Evacuates all government employees.
Five.
And bombs aliens back to Stone.
End of film.
Well, that's old age thinking. I don't care how many monsters you've seen on TV. We just can't take that way out. We've got to live with them. So let's get next to my alien neighbors and find out what they want.
Cox, this is Hall Flapper. I'm next door, outside the Crumhungers. Cox, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I got the bug right here in my bonnet.
Oh, boy.
My straw coffees and the crop dusters are just going inside.
Oh, they're over at Crumhungers Travel Queen.
Way around the trailer.
Oh, that's a beautiful mobile home, too.
It's a hell of a vehicle, you know. Okay. I'm under the kitchen window now.
Oh, who would have believed it? Who would have dreamed that the aliens live right next door in the next trailer? What'll they be talking about? What plans for the future of mankind? Hopefully, I wish he could hear me. Will it be conspiracy? Brotherhood? Well, Seeker, we're about to find out. My landlord's wired and he's transmitting.
He's pregnant, all right.
Yeah.
So is he. That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Got it. Closer up here.
Oh, my God.
They've gone into the bedroom. But get this, Cox. The straw coffee and Mrs. Rims are up there getting ready.
What?
What are you doing?
Just checking out the gas connection down here. You know, it's been making funny music.
Well, I guess you're finally coming in, Art.
Oh, well, Melody's waiting for me back.
Melody? Yeah. She's already inside cooking up a storm with Buzzy. Come on in.
Okay.
Watch out there for the sun.
Okay.
Hey, look who's here. Hey, Art, this is Mr. Straight from New York.
Mr. Straight.
I'd like you to meet the occupants from all the way. And this is Dreamy Mae Morris. She's staying over in Sherry Mae's trailer. I guess you know everybody else. Nope. I want you to meet the Humpheads. This is Dagwitch and Dagmar.
Oh, you must be one of the neighbors. So am I.
So is he. His name is, hey, everybody, come on. This is Art Hole Flapper.
Hi, everybody.
And he's the best damn nudist trailer manager in the Southwest. Hey, give me one of those blueies, would you?
Okay.
Art, you must be parched as a camel. Here, have a nice blue moss.
No, listen, if you got just a whiz in the fridge, that'd be all right for me.
Hey, Art, come on, everybody's having blue moss. I've been whipping the moss all afternoon.
I just don't want to turn blue.
Come on, don't worry. Drink it up. Everybody's going to the hole together. That's it, drink it. Come on, drink up. Look, he's drinking. He's been mossed.
That's
wonderful. Okay.
Cox, Jesus, this is terrible, Cox. Wait a minute. Wait, Bunny. I gotta get out, Bunny.
Hey, who are you talking to? What's the problem, Art? I
gotta get off.
Hey, we gotta learn to sing a song and look good at the parade. There we go, everybody.
Cox. Listen, Cox. There's a bunch of crows in here, Cox. Cox, I didn't know that he raised crows. Cox, everybody's turning blue.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're moving on, on the road. I just sit down here on this moss and keep from falling over on that crow.
No, he's being alienated.
Cox.
Oh, poor Art. How am I ever going to catch up with it? Oh, who's
Mr. Cox? I'm sorry. I didn't see the light. I didn't know you were busy.
Oh, kid.
Are you broadcasting? Hey, is this your new record number four? Is Gary on? Is this it? Hey,
get
why up. Are you
just
naked?
Get out. Hey, wait a minute. Is that your bus, kid?
Oh, sure. There's 13 of us. The Seekers have come to see Rebus jump into the hole.
Okay,
you know?
Now look. Can it pull this trailer?
This one, I guess so. It can pull anything. It's slow,
okay.
It's
now hitch it up and let's go.
Well, okay. Listen, now. Go where?
Follow that travel queen just going out on the highway there.
Okay, Seeker.
And you, Seeker, listen to this while there's still time.
sending from his own mind to yours. Here is Nino Savat with a psychic minute.
Can I say, hello, this is Nino the Mind Boggler with Occult in Your Head. Today, let's get into holes, the most mysterious, importantest, and vaguest subject of them all. The whole Earth might be called a hole if you're on the inside looking out, and whole golden cities might be hid at the bottom of a bottomless pit. Even wholesome humans have holes, though we're hardly whole at all. In fact, we're wholly holy, as the Holy Book says in the Book of Holes, Chapter 1, and they knew not their holes from an ass on the ground. Holes are positively attractive. Let's go inside one and see. This is a typical hole. Not a hole in the wall, but a hole like a well. Well, well, what the hell? That's the sun at the center of the Earth, and that's where this hole leads to. What a nice warm fire. Next time, I'll think to you about gravity and its opposite, comedy. Till then, this is Nino saying, can I say, goodbye?
Well, we do see the red light ray, while we'll be ready to continue here. Okay. I think this is certainly going to change a lot of worldwide religious thinking.
That's right, Harold. It's going to be a little hard now, after what we know, to scare the hell out of anyone anymore.
Yes, this event here that we've been watching all morning, I think, has given us all a lot more to think about.
Okay, well, let's talk about caves for a moment, Harold. I think I'm still a little frightened of caves.
Well, you know, a cave is only really just a hole on its side, Ray. But wait a minute. I'm getting the word now. Yes, Waldenech's group prepares itself for what has now been confirmed as the greatest event of their lives.
Oh, no, that's the Heater High Speed Band there with their silver plumes and their ultra-attractive mouse-blue uniforms, bandleader Arden Crowe. I spotted today, by the way, his little Jimmy Looser.
While you're talking, Ray, we're going to go to a replay now of the event witnessed by the 500,000 to a million estimated people that were here today.
And while it's impossible to believe, Hal, that someone might not know what happened earlier this morning.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Let's go to that tape right now. Exciting now, we're out on the launching ramp, and Daryl Pusser there, Rebus's mechanic.
Oh, I'm told that's Pusser. Pusser.
Buzzer, yes, well. Oh, there we do have a successful ignition of the power shoes there. And they're holding Rebus back for one last salute to the crowd now. Pat Hat is down there with him.
Now, you gotta do it, and I still don't believe you, but you gotta keep your promise, Rebus, or die a chicken! I ain't no chicken!
Oh, there he goes! Goodness, that's incredible.
Right down.
Well, that's amazing.
Well, we anticipate that it'll be at least 3 to 4 minutes.
No, that's 30 to 40 minutes, Ray.
Well, maybe that's seconds. Whatever it is, to come out the other side, if...
And that's a big if, Ray.
He gets through the center of the Earth.
And, of course, over on the other side, in Kathmandu, our gay correspondent over there...
Wait a minute.
Rebus!
Hey, Pat, this circuit's only 60 feet deep!
What's this?
That takes all four Mars.
Wait a minute. What's happening?
Well, apparently Rebus is
Rebus, you must be
is down at the bottom of this hole.
Jimmy says we're...
What?
Well, this is an amazing development, Ray.
Well, I don't know exactly what happened.
Rebus!
Wait a minute!
We'll get somebody to you.
You must be hurt.
The helicopters are just... What is it?
There's a golden light down there.
A golden
light?
Where's
it coming from?
It's coming from like a golden staircase.
Rebus?
Hey! Did you see I can smell stuff? Fresh air down there.
Rebus!
Breakfast!
I don't believe you, Rebus. It's
he must have hurt his head in this fall.
You're not laughing at me! Oh,
well, it's quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. We don't know what to make of it right here.
Well, that's terrible.
Well, Pat has jumped into the hole all by himself.
A veteran newsman has fallen into the hole.
Fantastic.
Well, as you may know, it was seen soon after that the results, the rescue effort was set into motion, and when the rescuers decided to stay down there, well, that's when the rush really began.
Well, whatever there is down there must be pretty magnetic, Ray, because here comes the penultimate group right now.
Yes, now that's the loggerheads, and they're Masonites from Sasquatch, Washington.
Sasquatch, Washington.
Led by their grand bear, footman, or the grand board,
the board footman,
high noble.
Bye, noble, so long. And now, here comes the last float in this wonderful parade, the former president's float.
There he is, waving and weeping, followed closely by the Palomino deputy marshals of Palomino,
Palomino, New Mexico. Well, it leaves as their voices fade away down the tunnel, into the hole to the center of the earth and up the golden staircase. I guess that leaves, well, it seems to leave you and me, Ray. And
so it is.
It's one amateur over there with the cassette recorder.
Yes, sir.
What?
Would you mind holding this microphone here and just keeping that camera pointed down the hole after us?
Oh, okay. Hey, boys, are you going in there? Look,
I think we're gonna
if
have
you
a
see
really
a nudist
there,
named
Ray.
Art Holflaffer down there, now tell him to get right.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mr. Hamburger. Hey, Mr.
I'm ready.
Oh, Seekers. Now I've seen it all.
Attention, Earthoids!
What's that?
This is it!
Looks like a big fried egg!
Now we reveal ourselves to millions of you!
Oh, no!
Now you will enter the golden age of universal understanding!
It can't be, it's them!
Wait, Zippo! There's only one guy down there! Hello, Cox! Where did everybody go?
They just missed you! They've all disappeared into the center of the earth!
Oh, well, they come!
They go! As was me, Sino!
Farewell, Cox, for another millennium.
Zippo,
and we leave come, this remarkable planet.
Come back. No one, let me get the camera
just
on you.
Just journey with us.
Wait.
Where everything you know is.
Oh. Well. Seekers. I guess this is the end. Or is it only the... No, it's the end.